Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome on this Thursday, February the 11th, 2021. Wow, wow, wow. What an amazing time it is. Thank you for joining us this wonderful evening. But before we get started, please do me a huge favor. Do me a huge favor. If you haven't already, get out your mobile device and send a text to 88202 and just type in my name, W-I-L-L. When you do that, you'll get awesome information from American Truth Project, information that you don't get anywhere else, information that will help you make your decisions on just day-to-day stuff around the world, and information that you will be happy to receive. Again, text it to 88202 and just type in my name, Will, and you'll get that information. And guess what? It's free. It's 100% free. So before we get started, Shannon, what is the phone number if someone wants to call in and talk with us about the craziness that we're seeing? And we're talking about, will America survive past the Democrat control? The Democrats are wanting to control and destroy America. So what is that phone number if someone wants to call in, if someone wants to be brave enough to call in? And, you know, I'm talking about those on the left, of course, but, you know, it's open for everyone to call in.
Yeah, the number is 516-595-8069. And once again, if you call, it's 516-595-8069. Press 1 and come on the show with Will. Well, they can't hear you.
I'm not sure why they can't hear you.
Hello.
Can they hear any of us?
They can hear you.
If they can hear me, they should be able to hear you. So I'm not sure, can they hear any of us is the question, I guess.
They can just hear you.
They can only hear me. Maybe you're not speaking loud enough.
Great, up on the microphone. Can you hear me now, people?
All right.
Hello. I just heard you from far away.
From far away.
From far away.
It doesn't.
Hi. I don't want to talk loud the whole time.
Okay, how about that?
Still far. Hello? Is this any better? Our producer, Annie? Here we go. Perfect. I'm perfect now.
You're perfect now.
They hear me perfectly now.
Always perfect.
Actually, well, I don't know about that, but anyway.
Actually, it's me. I'm the one that's not perfect.
Okay.
So
okay.
We got it all worked out. So
listen, if you want to call Will, I'm sorry you couldn't hear me before, but the number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069, and press 1 to get on the line to talk to Mr. Will Johnson, and he likes to talk to people, so give him a call.
I do. I really like the conversations, especially when the conversations are heated.
I like the heated conversations
because
does.
That's what it's about. I mean, I can talk to people all day, and we can have the conversations where we can agree with one another, and that's fine. But I like the conversations when people don't agree with my point of view or just anything that they disagree with in the topics that we're talking about. So, Shannon, the hottest thing on the topic list, I guess you would say, is this whole impeachment sham. This impeachment sham, what they're doing to the country, is a disgrace. This is the second time that they have put the country through this. And both times, they did it off of a lie.
Yeah, you know what? Today, the Dems are wrapping up their arguments. And I'll tell you what, it's disgusting. I mean, I'm listening to this. And, of course, you know, they're not only inciting or saying that the speech that Trump gave on January 6th is the only moment that he incited violence. They're saying that it wasn't just that day. It was actually a cumulative amount of circumstances or things that he said over the past, you know, year or so that incited the violence in that one moment, which we know, quite honestly, is not true, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
The only reason why they're doing that now is because they see that, okay, well, we can't just say it was because of January 6th because it's not sticking. Because the American people know that President Trump never said they can't even produce anything where President Trump told people to be violent on January 6th.
Yeah,
they can't produce anything.
Right.
They allude to it. They'll do the same thing Adam Schiff did, where he said that he was doing a parody on President Trump's transcript about Ukraine. Because just like when he was reading the transcript, nothing what Adam Schiff was reading was actually in the transcript. He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. And then he said, oh, I was just doing a parody. This whole impeachment sham that they're doing, when they're standing on the floor, they're doing a parody about President Trump's tweets. When President Trump said, go home and be peaceful,
mm-hmm.
they did a parody on that. President Trump's they said President Trump didn't say be peaceful. I mean, it's like they show the truth and then they lie, and
right.
then they're expecting all of us to believe the lie.
Right.
These are grown adults acting like straight up children.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question, Will.
Because, I don't know that I have any answers, but we can try.
Okay. So Trump, you know, leading up to January 6th, he told Americans to get to Washington, D.C., right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you were one of those people that heard his statement, and so you wanted to go to Washington, D.C., which you did. In any of his statements, did you get the message that he meant to show up and be violent?
No, not at all.
Because they're trying to sell this as when Trump said to get here, he was telling the people to be violent. And they even had witnesses. There was this one lady from Texas, of all places, that said that he asked us to be here, so I was doing what he asked me to do. Well, lady, at no point can you show where he asked anybody to break down the doors and windows of the Capitol and try to get into the hearing or what were they doing again? Certifying the election. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what?
Forget what they were doing.
You know what it is, because no one actually believes
that
they actually certified this mess. That's where that's coming from. No one actually believes it, except for those who want to believe a lot. And other than that, no one really believes it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me say this. There was many people that wanted President Trump to say, "Get him." You know that? I can't tell you. I've actually talked to a few people that were there wanting President Trump to say, get these tyrants. But President Trump never did that. People wanted it. And I can't tell you, it was, if I did the numbers on it, and between males and females, you know, the only two genders on the planet, if I did the numbers, I would say 90% of the women wanted President Trump to say, get these tyrants. But President Trump never said that. The Democrats are acting like that's what President Trump did. And he never did that. It never came about.
Right. So let me ask you this. You had Oregon, Portland, Oregon. You had Seattle. You had Chicago. You even had Washington, D.C., where they've had the Michigan, where they've had these constant riots happening in their downtown areas. And Democrats have not condemned these actions. So in a sense, because they haven't condemned them, because this is exactly what they're doing to Trump. They're saying because Trump didn't come out and condemn everybody for doing wrongdoings, he essentially is responsible for them doing these acts. So we can almost say that all these Democrats, Schumer, Pelosi, Schiff,
Kamala Harris,
the governors of these states, they're responsible then for calling these people peaceful protesters, for basically making it an opportunity for them to riot in these cities where, let me tell you what, people have lost their lives, right? We've had police officers that were literally shot at point blank range, right? And I didn't hear a single one of these governors or a single one of these Democrats come out and say, no, we can't do that, people. Instead, you have people like Kamala Harris actually paying for their bail. You actually had her saying that this is going to continue on, and guess what? It's their obligation to continue on. So they're creating violence, and she's saying they need to continue on, right?
Yeah, and she was Wait a minute. Think about that. When you're saying that they need to continue on,
right?
Even in the video, which I'm just waiting for the fact checkers to come along and say that she never said that. Because she actually called for people.
Oh, that's already out there.
She called for people to come after the election. She called for Antifa and BLM to continue down the path of being violent.
Right, and this is our vice president.
Maybe yours.
You know what I'm saying.
Maybe yours.
In the eyes of,
Maybe yours.
But anyways.
I don't claim it.
They're so hypocritical. They're so hypocritical currently.
Currently. So
I'm sorry. There's currently somebody, the producer was sending me messages, but there's currently a Democrat. He was a former CIA agent. His name is Brian Dean Wright. He's been a lifelong Democrat, and he says he hates how the party has become, the Democrat Party has become, right? So he writes this letter, you know, basically saying that he's watched with increasing alarm as our own political leaders and activists, he's talking about Nancy Pelosi, media outlets like MSNBC, have used the endless stream of hateful, violent, and ultimately un-American rhetoric that has resulted in billions of dollars in economic damage. We know they've basically cleared out small businesses in some of these cities and given birth to a violent national movement. That is what the Democrats have done. So let me tell you something. In a sense, you can almost say that the Democrats were responsible for what happened at the Capitol that day, because they have condoned this rhetoric for so many years. We're talking about 4 years. So in a sense, it gave some Republicans, which I'm not saying it's right, and by the way, it wasn't just Republicans that ran into that Capitol building. There was also extreme leftists that did it. He almost gave that, it almost empowered them to feel like, well, hey, they're doing it on a weekly basis. We're not even talking one instance. We're talking about a weekly, monthly, yearly basis. So it's created this, you know, empowerment of, okay, they're doing it. They've said it's peaceful protest. We're going to do it too. You see what I'm saying? I can make that argument. I think I need to be a lawyer.
Well, you know, you know what? The crazy thing here is that you have multiple people that are completely ignoring the truth. You can see the truth that's out there. You can see it. They'll show it. You know what? You know what's really amazing to me, Shannon?
What?
Is that in this hearing, they're showing people the truth, and then they turn around and lie about it. So then they can say, well, we're presenting the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Because they actually, just like prime example, President Trump put a tweet out there when he told people to be peaceful, go home, be peaceful. He said, you know, when he says fight like hell, he's basically saying, like, people fighting when they go to protest something peacefully, that's fighting. That's a form of fighting, because you want to fight against the tyranny that they're putting onto us. Not a single time did President Trump ever say, go out and be violent towards anyone. President Trump has constantly been saying that we are the party of law and order. And because President Trump has been saying that, they're trying to twist it. And then on the top of that, the Democrats and the entire left trying to act like now all of a sudden that they are in support of police officers. And then they try to allude that what happened on January 6th was because of the result of President Trump, the Insurrection Act, which is a total lie, another lie. And they constantly tell all of these lies, trying to get everyone to believe the lie. And then they bring lies out in different variations. I mean, seriously,
I'm sitting there watching it, and that's why, you know, yes, day one, when I first started watching it, I was watching it on Right Side Broadcasting, and they had like 47,000 people watching it. And then the numbers just started going down because all they were doing was lying, 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 and then they tell another lie to try to make the other lie look good. The following day, the numbers were cutting in half. There was probably around 17,000.
Yeah, because people see the lies. And then
today... Today I'm sitting there watching it, and there's less than 2,000 people watching it because all they are doing is telling different variations of the same lie. And now on top of it, you alluded to it earlier, and now all they're doing now is trying to make it look like that President Trump has been doing this for the past 6 months, for the past 4 years, trying to cause violence, regardless of all of the leftists calling for violence against Trump supporters, regardless that Trump supporters walked down the street wearing a Trump hat getting attacked, never happened to a Kamala Harris Biden person wearing a hat or a t-shirt, paraphernalia, bumper sticker saying Biden Harris or even Beto or anything like that. It never happens to them. But you have anything showing President Trump, showing pro-America, you're liable to get your tires slashed, you're liable to get your windows busted out, you're liable to get your home vandalized, you're liable to lose your life simply because of that. But it never happens the other way. And they ignore that 100%.
Yes, they do. Okay, we got our friend Roger from California. Roger, what do you got to say? Quick comment.
Hey, thanks for calling, Roger.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me. You know, Will, I really – that comment about viewership, it really makes sense. I mean, if you go to a circus, and I'm going to use this analogy, if you go to the same circus for 4 years and watch the same clown doing the same trick, the same juggle – you kind of would lose interest as well. And the way these guys are carrying themselves, the way they're carrying themselves, we've been there and done that, hearing these lies for the last 3-4 years. It's you know what, in one ear, out the other. And the other thing that's appalling is that a lot of them are trying to, in the process, denounce that election fraud did not occur at a high level. Now, I disagree. I disagree, guys. I mean, don't you guys – I think they're trying to feed the narrative that this was a clean election, and that's by far, you know, it's not. It's definitely not.
You know why they're doing that, right? You know why they're doing that, right? Because they've already, I'll just tell you, they're doing that because they've already started the process of putting legislation so that the federal government can control the elections from here on out. And they're saying that they want to do it so that in that way we can make sure that we always have an open and free, fair election.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, Roger, because I don't know if you've heard, but Senator Warnock, you know, the one out of Georgia, he is now being investigated for voter registration misconduct, right? So he was using the system that was in this group founded by Stacey Abrams, right, that's under investigation now. And these people did not want the same election policies that were used for the presidential election to be used for the senator's election. And why do you think that is? Because they knew it was broken, right? They knew that it could be altered or changed. But yeah, now he is under investigation for misconduct. And I don't know if you've known this either, but Trump has actually won 2/3 of his lawsuits over the election in different states and such. So
they don't cover that on the media, but
a clean election is wrong.
I agree with you. And the other thing is, I wanted to bring this up. The last 9 months of all these rioting and looting going on in every city, who was acting sophisticated and dignified? Usually, of course, the conservatives. We were just sitting quiet, observing.
Mm-hmm.
And even the president, he of course, called out the governor saying, hey, they need to do their part. But for the most part, he didn't really do anything actionable where he was being belligerent in any way, circumstance, right? And when it came to this one event, which was just one day, it was exaggerated beyond belief. His words were taken out of proportion. He's not the type of – I know – look, I've been following this guy for a long time, way before he was a president. I used to live in – New Jersey, I went to Atlantic City, I went to the Trump Tower. You know, I'm a big fan of his, and he's a sincere person. He's not the violent type. Yes, he wants to get things done, and he's passionate, but there's a difference between that and violence. And inciting violence, that's what they're trying to paint this picture as. He is not that person. Trust me on that. And I think a lot of folks realize that he's a patriot.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, I want to ask you one question before we let you go. So there's a new poll that's come out on Epoch Times, and it says 70% of Republicans would consider joining a Trump-led party. How do you feel about that? Would you go to a Trump-led party? So basically it's saying, you know, leave the traditional Republican
party. The GOP,
party,
basically. Leave the GOP and join
the
party that,
that
he's going
to
lead.
Right. It, you know, seeing these rhinos like from Utah, you know, Romney and all these other folks that have backstabbed them, I feel like I would be more prone to go and join a new organization that is strictly for Americans. I truly feel a lot of them are sellouts to the Chinese. Now, the other thing was I wouldn't, if it does hurt the party for the short term where, you know, the elections for 2024, for example, if that hurts us because we're basically dividing it in half, then that's not a strong and strategic way of doing it. But of course, things may have to be done for the long term for this to, you know, we may not even see the remnants of this being positive for another decade or so. Who knows? I hope it, it's faster than that, but I would totally join. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I would.
All right.
I think we probably should just, go ahead real quick.
The reason why I think so is because I feel like no one else is hearing us, right? We're being ignored.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Our own GOP is not actually listening
to
it.
Yeah. We no longer have any representation.
Yeah, I agree. Awesome.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Scott from Maryland. Maryland, what you got for Will?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
It's Scott.
Hey,
Scott. Hey,
Will. Sorry to disappoint you. I'm not going to argue with you.
You know, when I do my nightly broadcast, when I do my nightly broadcast, sometimes I say, let me just get those who disagree with me to call in. And every now and then I get a few to be brave enough to call in. And I really like those conversations, but people that's watching, they can't stand to hear these people just blatantly lie. But anyways, what you got for us?
No, you got to do that. So first and foremost, I feel bad for Kamala Harris, and this is going to sound weird, but I feel bad because, you know, she's the first female vice president, but she can't claim it because her party doesn't recognize sexes. So we just can't.
It's a they, them, it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I gotta
that's
say,
very
so,
good.
I was there on the 6th, and I waited. I got my family and I went to the rally. We waited. We watched all the pre, people come out and talk and pump us up. And we waited an hour and 5 minutes for the president to come out beyond when he was supposed to show up at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you, the reason why I believe he came out at 12:05 rather than 11 was to hold us back, to hold people back so that didn't get into, you know, the pre-planned thing. And I know everyone that wants to, you know, balk against us says that the fact of the matter, you want to say it's pre-planned, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, let me tell you this. There's plenty of state houses that were attacked in, you know, by BLM, by Antifa, whoever you want to name them as. You can just say, you know, radicalists, that they held up against it. But the capital of the United States of America, with all the police forces in, you know, there's I used to work in D.C. There's so many police forces in D.C. It's like you weren't prepared for this. I was there. I didn't get didn't go into the Capitol. I'm not, you know, to that point, but I was pretty close. And when you put up paper fences and you put up these bike fences that you want people to move along, you know, keep them out of traffic when you're at, you know, sporting events and things like that. And you're going to tell me that that's what you had set up. But then when Biden comes into office, you have steel gate, you have the wall built up, that which is racist, by the way. So Biden, I don't know why you're putting walls up around capitals, because that's a racist thing, apparently. It's amazing to me that, like, I'm sorry, but this day, the 6th of January, was not a surprise. You know, hundreds of thousands of people didn't show up to D.C. as a surprise, and they were like, oh, my goodness, let's put up some bike fences and block this. This was a prepared thing. It was a peaceful protest, and people were walking down the streets. The group, literally, after President Trump spoke, people were walking down the streets. They were laughing. They were cheering. They were singing songs. They were holding flags, United States flags. They were holding Trump flags, walking down the streets. There was no one pulling out guns. There was no one pulling out, you know, the weapons that were handed through the windows of the Capitol building to them so they could do what they needed to do. It's amazing to me. And my family and I, we got out of there when it started getting down. You know, you started hearing police. You started seeing a bunch of action. It wasn't something we're a part of. And the thing that angers me the most is that with people that there's radicals on every end. And whether you want to say, oh, it was the far left that was pre-planning it, whether you want to say, you know, I'm certain that people that weren't intending on getting involved in this got caught up in that, right? It doesn't
matter.
Yeah. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not going to storm the Capitol. I'm not going to go into the building.
Exactly.
People start going in, I'm like, hey, sorry, not my gig.
Right.
That's against the law.
Right.
So, and I've had a fight with my brother. My brother, who was Michael Keaton, he's the reason I became Republican, and now he has kind of flipped. He said, oh, you follow this radical, you believe in the people that stormed the Capitol and did all this? And I said, no, I don't. I said, there's radicals on every side of the fence. And I said, I condemn that. But I also condemn the people that tortured and held, you know, Seattle hostage and all these riots across the country. I don't care who you
so
are.
What
I don't care what you stand for.
So let me ask you this. What does he say about Antifa and BLM constantly out in the streets, even today? There was just an article we were looking at in Portland where they were attacking a police department. Is he even aware of any of that?
Yeah, rioters were trying to break into the Portland Police Association.
Yeah, so is he even aware of any of that? I mean, what does he think about all of that?
I think the ideology, honestly, and with good funds so far left, and with the media, I mean, you can't watch the media and like not think it's a parody anymore. Like, and it's not a funny parody. It's
right.
The fact
exactly.
It's horrible. And you sit there and I think when a president comes into the United States office and he has written more executive orders than the former three in a row combined in their 4 years or 8 years. You know, like I think some people are waking up to it, but I'm not sure we have a control on it to be able to change it. And the fact of the matter, another thing, and I'll make one point, and I know you got other callers. The fact of the matter is why impeach Trump again? A joke. It's a joke regardless. We agree on that. But why impeach him?
Yeah, well, we know why they're wanting to do it. I mean, we know why they're wanting to impeach him again,
scared,
because
right?
they're afraid of him standing
they're
up for the American people.
Well, they're afraid of him running in 2024. I mean, in all honesty, they know that he has the numbers to win. If they didn't know he had the numbers to win, he wouldn't be such a threat, right?
Right.
But, of course, they know he does. So it's not about a few extremists.
Right?
It's about a half of the country that can vote that actually supports Trump that they're more afraid of. They're focusing on the few that were dumb and, you know, made some poor judgments on January 6th, which, like you said, we know it wasn't just the right. It was also the left. In fact, even the Capitol chief police officer wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, listen, you know, they knew something was probably going to happen. There was pre-planned things happening. It wasn't simply because Trump said, oh, go peacefully protest, which is, I think, why they changed the argument from just that single speech to accumulative things that happened over, you know, a couple of years. But it, you know, you're feeling like a lot of people in this country, the question is where do we go from here? How do we get out of the mess that the Democrats have now put us in?
And that's my biggest
fear.
And
quite frankly, some Republicans.
Well, my biggest fear is because of the election that we just saw. And I can't I can't imagine that somebody with any level of intelligence can't say you could sit there and say, oh, you know, there was no fraud or not that there was no fraud, but there was something wrong. Like, but the fact that they didn't investigate the fact that the Supreme Court, why let's not even have them, because what you did, the one job you have is to defend the Constitution. That's it. That's what you're supposed to do. You can kick out the hey, Scott's an idiot and he wants to come and have some case about, you know, whatever. But when it comes to voting,
but you
in
know,
the United
you know,
States,
you know, Scott, that's exactly, you know what, that's exactly what's happening here. They're impeaching President Trump because we can, not because he's actually done anything wrong. It's simply because we can. And we're going to go through the process, because I don't know if you noticed this on the first night or the first day of the second 2.0 impeachment sham. They were all sitting there arguing, the Democrats, they were arguing the fact that they are able to, you know, file for impeachment. They're able to do it in the Senate. They were coming at it at that point because no one, I mean, and they were saying that they're going based on the Constitution, but they're doing it on fraudulent reasons. No one's arguing the fact that they can't not do impeachment, but when you're doing it on fraudulent reasons, there should be something in place to, like, at least stop it, you know?
They didn't give Trump due process, number one. So when you say that, you know, that they can impeach a president, there's a process, and they completely circumvented that process just so they can impeach him. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about our laws. And the frustrating part is the Republicans have let them get away with it and even side with them in certain circumstances. I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yeah, and I agree. And your last question, Sharon, about the last caller about would you join a Trump party?
I was just going to ask you.
The saddest part of it is that we've been betrayed, certainly by the Republican Party. You know, you don't lose at the top of the card and win all the way down to the bottom. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So they rode his coattails. They got in there. They said, yes, sir, we got this. We're going to do this. And then they folded like a box of cards, and they're all the same. So when
they stabbed him in the back.
Absolutely. I mean, it just doesn't happen. They knew he had enough to push him. They pushed all these guys over the top, all these, you know, bureaucrats paid off.
He sure did. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham.
I mean, he went out there and actually campaigned for some
people. He even campaigned for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
He campaigned for these people. He spoke up for all of the Republicans that were running. He spoke up for all of them. Even to my understanding, he even did for Liz Cheney at one point.
I don't remember.
You know, because he spoke up for all of them that were running against the Democrats. And they literally stabbed the greatest president in our lifetime in the back.
Look what they did. Look what they did.
And we all saw it.
Look what they did in the House. I mean, I can't believe Nancy still is a Speaker of the House after what happened. It was supposed to be a landslide in the House. And they won seats.
Yes.
We're supposed to lose seats, and we won seats, yet the president doesn't win. And the guy that doesn't even know what planet he is on is the president and got more votes than Obama. Hey, I'm going to admit this. The first time Obama ran, I thought, man, here's some change. I voted for him the first time.
Yeah. A lot of people did, including Will.
I bought into the lie. So don't give me this guy beat Obama. Come on, man.
I know.
Yeah,
hey, guys,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Will, where's your button? Come on, man.
Absolutely.
Come on,
hey, Scott, thanks for the call. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Scott. Right. Have a good one.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the House lost so many seats to Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Now House Republicans are targeting 47 vulnerable Democratic seats. so they can win back the majority in 2022. And actually, Trump spoke about this. You know, Trump said that there's a few things that he's focusing on from his new Office of 45, which I really love that. I love the Office of 45. I think that's, like, so amazing that he's done that. He said he's going to target one elections. He's going to work with the legislators in the state to make sure that we actually have Democratic elections once again. So that's one of his missions. And the other mission is to take back the majority in the House in 2022. I think that 2021 is going to be just crazy. I think we're going to be fighting for our country.
This year?
I mean, we're fighting still.
I mean,
right?
This is 2021 now, and it's already
crazy. I think
crazy.
Next year when they have these elections,
for
I don't 20, know what it's going
to
be like.
Come close to November 2022. That's permitting that we're going to even make it that far, because they're right now they're working as hard as they can to try to make sure that we don't have open and fair elections. They like to say that's their goal. They like to say that's their agenda, but they're doing just the opposite.
Yeah, and hey, guess what? Biden had a phone call with the Chinese president yesterday, and you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said that he knows him very well because they've had such a long relationship when he was vice president and stuff.
So if he says he knows the Chinese leader very well, and if President Trump says anything,
knew Putin very well, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's trying to be Putin's friend. Remember that?
I mean, the whole idea is for leaders
to have a relationship.
To have a relationship and to get along and not try to, you know, go to war with one another. But see, I think the Democrats. I'm going to make a prediction here.
You are.
I think before this within this 2 years, the United States of America is going to be into another conflict. There's going to be another war, and because the Democrats, they are all about helping out the war machine and having more conflict, and it's not going to stop. Because President Trump didn't take us into a single war, even though they tried multiple times. They tried to take us into war, and it never happened. It never happened.
Because he was actually diplomatic, right? But I think they were afraid of him. I think they were afraid of Trump. They knew how powerful he was, right? How strategic he was. And he was a very smart president. Let me tell you what. You don't make the other world leaders fearful of you and respect you because you're not smart, because they know. Let me tell you what, I think Joe Biden, I don't know, I don't have any faith in him. I'm sorry. I don't see him being able to handle strong leaders like Putin, the Chinese president. I just don't see it.
Well, the thing is that Biden is being pulled by strings. Biden is being controlled. Biden is being told what to sign. Biden is being told what to say. Biden is being told where to go. Biden is being told what to do. Biden is being controlled. And we all see the strings. We all see the strings on the puppet. And he is, I mean, if you ever wanted to know what a puppet looks like, look no further than Biden. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala Harris is pulling those strings. She's pulling them. And, you know, I love the fact how the caller called in and said that, you know, it's pretty sad because she's not even being recognized as a woman, right? The first woman VP, if you want to call it that. I don't recognize her as that, and that's my right to do so. But the Democrats don't even recognize her either as a woman. Because, you know, they women, as of under this administration with Biden, if you want to call it that, they no longer show any recognition of women. Look no further than athletes. If you have a grown man or just a man, period, competing against women and women's scholarships, there's no representation for women. It's just completely gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty
it's sad.
Fat.
It's 100% sad.
Yeah. So I guess the Dems just wrapped up their argument And they ended with just one simple message, and that is we must convict President Trump for inciting violence. I really want to know what's going to happen after if they were to convict Trump. They've now set the standard. So what's going to happen to all those other Democrats, which we have a long list, that have also incited and supported riots in their states and cities? I think that they should be then removed as well if this is the standard that they're creating. Don't you? I mean, if we were to hold them accountable by the same standards that they want to hold Republicans by or people from across the aisle, mm-hmm. none of them would even be there. In fact, there'd be more of them gone than conservatives. It's absolutely crazy how these Democrats are. And I even see sometimes in Facebook posts, you know, I hear people, like today, somebody had a Facebook post out there, and I see the Democrats that are watching, you know, like the election, they're like, do you not see what a terrible America we have? All the racial injustice that we have in America? Are you not seeing the hate that was driven by Trump and Trump supporters? And I'm sitting there going, okay, now obviously this is another woman that's been won over by the lies, right? And I wonder if she's even going to listen to the Trump attorney's arguments.
Do you think they're going to listen?
I don't think they are. I don't think they care. I don't think they care.
No. I mean,
I don't think that people really care. I honestly do not think that a single person in the chamber that gets to vote is going to change their mind from the minute they walked in there before the hearing
this
to the minute they walk
show.
In after.
It's
right.
a circus. It's all it is a circus.
Right. I think that everybody already has their mind made up.
You know what? They're putting on a circus so that the American people will be – so this is them putting on a circus, trying to convince the American people that they are doing the right thing.
But they're not.
Like they're going through the right process.
Right.
No, but we know that
we
they're
know
not.
That, yeah.
And they're so disconnected from reality, they really believe that the American people are buying into it. See, most people that have any kind of thought process left, they're not buying into it. That's why the viewership for it is way down. Because, like I said, they're telling the same lie over and over, just with different variations. And now they're tacking on stuff that he said in the past that wasn't even considered violence. It never was violence. And they never talk about, you know, I bring it up all the time, Antifa, BLM. It's the same thing. But you know what? Annie, our producer, sent this, and this is about Iran. You remember when Obama and gave, what $1.8 billion to Iran?
Cash.
On pallets.
Pallet.
In exchange for hostages. And this is directly funding terrorist organization against Jewish people, against the Israelis, the people in Israel. This is them funding. And this is the same thing that the Democrats have been doing. The Democrats all along have been pushing this stuff against the Jewish people. You know why? Because in the Middle East, the Democrats have always hated the Jewish people. They've always hated Democrats, but they come across trying to act like they like them and love them. And what's really crazy, Biden opened up travel from these countries that are saying death to America and death to Israel. So Biden opened up all of that to them to come into our country, make it a pathway. And we're supposed to be okay with it. So, you know, I know I met a lot of people when I was in New York that were Jewish, and I asked them a lot of the questions, and they didn't like Biden because they saw Biden was bringing in communism. They saw that Biden was supporting this whole regime against the Jewish people, and they kept buying into it. And now it looks like that because they're actually sending troops over to my understanding, to Saudi Arabia and to different other places in the Middle East. It looks like the conflict is already getting built up. It's like we're going to go into conflict before this summer. I'm just throwing my opinion. Like I said, within the next 2 years, we're going to be in a conflict.
Absolutely, I agree.
We're going to be in a conflict, and because they need it.
Right, I agree.
So let me ask you this, and anyone who's listening, this impeachment sham that is taking place right now, do you think that they're eventually going to stop? I mean, because they're supposed to, my understanding, they're supposed to take a vote on it tomorrow. I think tomorrow is like the last day of it. It's like, you know, impeachment 2.0, fast track again.
Uh-huh.
And they're basically just going to destroy the country. Do you think, well, let me revert the question like this. What do you think their ultimate goal is other than trying to make sure that President Trump can no longer run for office?
Eliminate conservative voice, period.
Eliminate the conservative voice. Eliminate free speech.
Right.
Eliminate our
budget.
Freedoms.
You know, they couldn't agree on a budget, right? First, the Democrats seemed like they were okay with giving Americans $2,000, and now all of a sudden Trump's out of there, and they're like, nope, we agreed to $1,400. What's the point? I really don't know. But yet they're willing to give billions to South America, to the Middle East, to all these other countries other than you Americans. This is the Democrats. And because Republicans were standing in the way, they literally went around them and got a budget approved to where they didn't have to have the GOP's approval to get their package approved. Is that not ridiculous? So they literally are circumventing the two-party system. And guess what? When you circumvent the two-party system, what are you doing? That's what communism is. It's a one-party system. It's a you obey us, you comply,
mm-hmm.
or you're a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing right now in the Democrat-controlled government.
It, you know what? You're right. It is a Democrat-controlled government. And because they stole the House, in my opinion, they restored the House, they stole the Senate, and we all saw that, and of course, they stole the presidency. I mean, are we supposed to ignore the thousands of affidavits that they had? Are we supposed to ignore all of the evidence that was presented to the American people?
Yep.
Are we supposed to ignore the videos that we saw with them throwing ballots away, with them bringing out suitcases and crates of extra ballots? Are we supposed to ignore the fact that each one of these states automatically had a blackout? And during the blackout, and the votes were brought in, and then on the other side of the blackout, Biden was ahead. Before the blackout, Biden was down. After the blackout, Biden was up. So are we really a nation that is that dumb to go along with this? Do they really believe that we're going to go along with this? I mean, obviously, as of right now, they've been successful. Why have they been successful? Because the law enforcement in this nation hasn't done a single thing about it. How is it that people that go through years and years and years of education, years and years of training in law enforcement, FBI, CIA, the DOJ, et cetera, how is it that we see all this information but they don't? And I've been asking this question for a lot of people. Where are the good guys? Are there any good guys out there any longer? The good guys in law enforcement, where are they? You mean to tell me not a single person that's in the FBI is in, you know, looking at this evidence and looking at the information and be like, well, there's nothing here? Because you had Attorney General Barr, which was a total insider, a total joke, a total rhino, a total swamp monster or swamp creature, however you want to look at it, completely go on in front of on the national scene and lie to the American people, saying that there's not enough here. If you have someone break the law in one state and then you show up in another state where someone broke the law, if you don't even investigate the law that was broken into one state and you see it happen in another state and you sit there and turn around and say that it was not widespread, that means you're not doing your job. That means you're not even investigating. If someone commits a crime someplace, you're supposed to investigate. And if you find out in your investigation that it didn't go any further, then okay. But at least do the investigation on it. They didn't even do that. Or if they did, they just kind of like, okay, look at a piece of paper and say, okay, we did our investigation. There's nothing here. It's sickening. It's disgusting. They're turning our nation into Venezuela. And the same thing that happened in Venezuela is the same thing that's happening here. And then all of a sudden, when they do finally, when people finally get fed up because they're losing their jobs, because they're losing their livelihood, because they're losing their homes, and they have nothing else, people backs her to the wall, and then they actually start fighting, what's going to happen? You're going to have the military personnel that they're vetting to make sure that no one supports the Constitution, because that's exactly what they're doing. They're wanting to remove military personnel that is in that's in love with our country and supports the Constitution. They want to remove those people out the way, so then that way the people that want to implement the tyranny onto the rest of us, they will have them there in place to do that very thing.
Yeah.
And I've also heard reports where they said that they want to bring in the whole China regime through the UN with these blue hats to control the people in the United States of America. If you see one blue hat marching around the United States of America, I think we will have all-out conflict, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. This is breaking news, actually. It just popped up on Epic Times. It says U.S. allies snub Biden's plan to counter China, right? So President Joe Biden has promised that he would elevate diplomacy and seek a more coordinated approach with U.S. allies to address challenges posed by China. So his strategy is to unite friendly nations to pressure Beijing. However, it faces rift as partners like Germany and France have already signaled that they are not on the same page as Biden. The French president, Macron, last week pushed against the idea of building a bloc against China, calling it counterproductive. He said the scenario is of the highest possible conflictuality, right? And then he said, this one for me is counterproductive because it will push China to increase its regional strategy. Even Merkel, she said, I would very much wish to avoid the building of blocks. I don't think it would do justice to many societies if we were to say that the United States and over there is China and we are grouping around either the one or the other. This is not my understanding of how things ought to be. You know, ever since Biden's gotten in there, I don't understand what his foreign strategy is, right? I mean, Canada's come out against him.
Are you expecting
China's
him to understand too?
Germany's not.
Wait.
Hi, everybody. Annie Cyrus here. I don't know what happened, but their call dropped. They will be back in a minute or seconds. I am messaging right now. Just don't go anywhere. There we go. Okay, they're back. Hold on. Are you guys there?
China must have heard us. Hey, yeah, we're here. I guess China must have heard us talking. I'm not sure.
I know,
happened.
Your call just dropped.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry, people, but we're back on, and we were talking about what were we talking about, Will?
Biden.
Oh, Biden not
anything?
Knowing his foreign policy. Yeah, we don't. I don't think he knows what he's doing foreign. You know, as far as his foreign policy, I don't know who's advising him. Maybe it's Obama. I don't know, because you know Obama was seen pretty weak with the world leaders, and I have a feeling that Biden is just confusing these global leaders. Like, what is he doing? What is his plan? What's his long-term plan? They are not on his side. They are not agreeing with him. So I don't know. And it's not in a positive way, right? Like, Trump had an overall plan. Like, he knew what his end game was. I don't know if Biden knows what his end game is.
What does Biden know? I don't think Biden knows anything.
He knows that
ain't
black if you didn't vote for him.
I stand corrected. That's the one thing he knows. If I have a hard time deciding to vote for him or Trump, then I ain't black.
Oh.
And you know what? I mean, speaking about, you know, complexion, I never wake up in the morning thinking about what my complexion is. I don't wake up feeling black. I wake up feeling like Will Johnson. I wake up feeling like the country is in such a bad situation that I need to do more. That's how I wake up. That's how I feel. And these people that disregard anything when it comes to law and order should be a wake-up call to everybody. And you know what? there's an article, and we have an article on our website where Democrats are starting to wake up, because the Democrats are like, yes, yes, we need to impeach them, but then they're like looking at this, and not every Democrat is completely naive. Not every Democrat is lost. The only thing is that they're not being exposed to the truth. They're not being exposed to it. But a lot of people are starting to recognize it. And I think, and I'm hoping that with them doing this impeachment sham 2.0, that more Democrats will finally realize that the Democrat Party is not the party for the people. You remember, it makes me think about when Tulsi Gabbard was on stage and she blatantly said that the Democrat Party is no longer the people's party. It's no longer for we the people. They have left we the people behind. She said that. And after she said that on the debate stage, they made sure that she would never they made sure that she would never step foot again onto a debate stage, because they were done with her, because she told the truth. And they kind of did the same thing to Elizabeth Warren, because Elizabeth Warren even came out, which kind of surprised me, where she said that the Democrat Party only comes around to black people every 2 to 4 years, put all these promises out there for black people, and then they don't do the promises that they say, and then they disappear, and then they come around another 2 to 4 years again and say, hey, we need your vote. And for the life of me, because I don't want to get it, but black people constantly hear this nonsense, and then they constantly go back and vote for the Democrat Party. It's because they're not being privy to the truth. They're not being privy to information. It's being held back from them. Yeah, the mainstream media, the big tech companies, none of them relaying this information to them. And it's very, 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 very bad. If I can say it that way.
Very, very, very bad.
Very, very,
that's
very
bad. That's how Trump would say it. Very, very bad.
It's very, very, very bad.
That's not very good.
It's very, very, very bad.
Yeah, if you guys want to go to uniteamericafirst.com and you'll see the article that Will was talking about, it's about a former CIA agent who said that he is leaving the Democrat Party. There was also a Georgia legislator that left the Democrat Party as well. Who is that, Will? Vernon Jones left the Democrat Party too.
Democrats across the nation.
In fact,
like,
he says he's turned in Republican now. He says he's identified as Republican.
I think he's a registered Republican.
I think he wants to run for president.
That was, you know what? Vernon Jones actually woke up. He woke up, and then was it really amazing? Mm-hmm. You know what? He could have been just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go this route just a little bit. But after he woke up, they started attacking him.
Yep.
Verbally abuse.
Right.
Just they physically wanted abuse. I mean, it was amazing. And you know what? Every time the Democrats do that, all it does is the person that woke up just a little bit, and then they say, hey, this is not right, and they start getting all the attacks, then all it does is wake them up even more. And then they realize that the Democrat Party is not for them or anybody in this nation, regardless of your complexion, or your sex. Either one. They don't care about either one.
No, they really don't. They don't.
They don't. Nothing. Nada. Zero. Zip.
All right, everybody, before we go, pick up your cell phones. Type in Will and text it to 88202 so you can stay updated on American Truth Project, any of their live streams and news. And also, we look forward to seeing you next week. Let's pray for our country.
Yep, next Thursday, same time, 4 Central, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Hello.
5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central. We'll see you next week. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.